KeithPeters.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump is insisting that schools and colleges return to in-person instruction as soon as possible.
We want to reopen the schools. Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
And he says governors who refuse to reopen their schools will hear from him.
We don't want people to make political statements or do it for political reasons. They think it's going to be good for them politically, so they keep the schools closed. No way. So we're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools, to get them open.
Mr. Trump did not immediately explain how he would pressure governors, but he repeated an earlier claim that Democrats want to keep schools closed for political reasons and not health reasons. Retailers have a message for state governors. Please make everyone wear a face mask.
The Retail Industry Leaders Association, which represents Target, Home Depot, and other major chains, says different rules around the country have made it confusing for shoppers and often lead to conflict between customers and workers trying to enforce store rules. Videos on social media have shown shoppers getting angry when employees ask them to wear a mask. A letter sent yesterday to the National Governors Association is asking to require face mask wearing nationwide in their stores. Fewer than half the states require masks in public, according to the organization. Julie Walker, New York.
A pair of the Senate's most senior Republicans are skipping the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida, where President Trump will be nominated for a second term. Iowa's Charles Grassley, who's 86, and Tennessee's Lamar Alexander, who's 80, are staying away as the coronavirus pandemic spikes in Florida and takes a higher toll on older people. Grassley was explicit, saying he's skipping the gathering because of the virus. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 396 points, the NASDAQ dropped 89. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers, name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
It's 3:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak has not ruled out the possibility of tax increases as a way to deal with the state's massive budget shortfall, which is expected to exceed more than $1.2 billion. The governor did rule out any new taxes being considered during the special legislative session, which begins tomorrow in Carson City. The governor's plan includes deep cuts to the state agencies, which total more than $549 million. Nevada GOP leaders say the governor's plan appears to work, but the devil will be in the details. In Nevada, any tax increase requires a two-thirds vote by both houses of the state legislature. Gaming companies are reinforcing their efforts to comply with Governor Sisolak's mask mandate. Both Caesars Entertainment and Las Vegas Sands have said wearing a face covering is a condition of employment. Wynn Resorts officials tell the Review Journal they have no issues with employees not wearing masks. McCarran Airport has changed its baggage claim operations to enhance social distancing protocols at the airport. The latest moves come as the airport has ramped up its cleaning and sanitation of all areas and requiring masks being worn by employees. Right now, 22,933 have contracted the coronavirus with 537 deaths.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams right now, overall not too bad on the Resort Corridor strip of Interstate 15. You'll tap the brakes there northbound at Tropicana. Also, Tropicana will have 24/7 lane restrictions for road improvements between Maryland Parkway and Boulder Highway.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Yeah, AM 670 KMZQ. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. I am so excited. We got so much to talk about. We'll be joined a little bit later on, about an hour from now, by Tommy White. He is Laborers Union Local 872 business manager, and he's the guy that heads up the workforce out at the Allegiant Stadium site. And we're under 4 weeks. We're under 4 weeks from completion. The latest I saw was that it was like 98% done. The question is, are we going to have any football games that we can actually go to? We'll talk about that. Megan Barth will join us from ReaganBabe.com. We'll do that coming up after 5 o'clock. But first of all, I want to welcome in Paris Denard. He is the RNC Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs, and he joins us. Paris, first of all, thanks for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule. Did you see either or both of those speeches over the weekend? I thought they were just absolutely superb, the president talking at Mount Rushmore and then on the lawn of the White House.
Well, thank you for having me back on the show. It's always great to be with you. I did watch the Mount Rushmore July 3rd speech, and I had the great honor of being present on the South Lawn of the White House, sitting next to, with my family, sitting next to White House Chief of Staff Meadows and others, like Senator Tim Scott, out on the South Lawn. It was a remarkable event, and the president's message was that of, I believe, American exceptionalism, unification, and quite frankly, clarity as to the moment that we are living in with respect to all of the things that we are seeing domestically. I thought the president did a wonderful job both days.
Can I ask you, because one of the problems that we have in America today, the tearing down of statues, Black Lives Matter, we see a lot of divisiveness out there. How can our president help us bring America back together?
Well, the main thing he can do is remain focused on the economy and opening up the economy, because what we're seeing right now with this lawlessness, the majority of the people out there should be working or should be in school. And so when you see people that are frustrated because of COVID-19 that came from China, frustrated and confused and uncertain about the future, meaning are they going to be able to pay their rent, their mortgage? Are they going to put food on the table? Is their small business going to be able to survive and stay open and remain, even with PPP and other wonderful opportunities that the federal government has placed to help in this temporary shutdown. That is what the president can do. Be focused on the economy, get it open again so we can get back on track to making sure that the American people have a sense of comfort in living here. We need schools open. We need jobs flowing. And that is what he can do, as well as provide clarity as to the moment. What I mean by clarity is pointing out that you can be for peaceful protests and be against the lawless rioting that you see many people in Black Lives Matter and Antifa and other radical left-wing organizations. You can be for peaceful protests. You can be for justice in action. And like he has been, saying that the protests were good and there are good people in the protests, but also saying that we have to respect law enforcement and make sure that these businesses aren't burned to the ground and make sure that if you do want to have a history lesson, you should know that toppling the statue of Frederick Douglass, an abolitionist and former slave, is not the one that you want to tear down. Or Sean King, who is a radical liberal, talking about tearing down statues of Jesus Christ because somehow that's a symbol of white supremacy. The president should call these people out. He should call the media out like he did on the South Lawn for their labeling of anybody who dissents about this racist, and be steadfast on reopening the country as well as getting our children back in school.
Paris Denard joining us. Paris, the senior communications advisor for Black Media Affairs for the Republican National Committee. Paris, when you look at the media coverage of these two speeches over the weekend, it was incredible. It was like two different, almost parallel universes. Those of us that thought this was a brilliant speech, and then those that thought this was all about his comments on the 1%, that coronavirus only 1%. You and I know that that's the death rate, but that. There were so many other things that they chose to talk about, masks, no masks, things like that. The fake news media just, they missed the point.
The fake news media continues to miss the point. They've been missing the point since 2016. They don't care about being honest. They don't care about being truthful. They don't care about accurately reporting what the president says. Matter of fact, after the George Floyd murder, the president gave extensive remarks about the situation and a call for unity. MSNBC and CNN were given a heads up the president was going to do that. They chose not to cover it. So we shouldn't be surprised at the fact that they ignore the majority of the speech that the president gives, both on the 3rd and the 4th, and find ways to take that speech and drive a wedge between Americans because of it. We should be celebrating America. We should be celebrating American exceptionalism. We should be celebrating the fact that this is the freest, best country in the world. And on 4th of July, we didn't have the media criticizing Bernie Sanders when he went to Mount Rushmore. President Obama, when he went to Mount Rushmore. First Lady Michelle Obama, when she went to Mount Rushmore. Hillary Clinton, when she went to Mount Rushmore. But when President Trump goes there to celebrate the nation, and the great heroes on that mountain, and then to unveil the fact that he wants to actually build statues to honor great Americans, six of them which are Black Americans, the media actually found fault in that. How do you find fault at erecting statues to celebrate the richness and diversity of our nation for more great heroes? But that's what the media is about. They're about division. The fake news media is about division. The fake news media is about driving wedges, and they're not about fairness, not about balance, they're not about unification. They're about depression, they're about voter suppression, and they're not supporting the will of these American people who want to get the country back open again. They want to support this president. They want to be proud to be American, but the fake news doesn't want that to happen.
Paris, what is the target? When we look at an election less than 4 months away, and the idea of capturing more of the African-American vote, is there a target? I've talked with people in and around the party, in and around the reelect effort, and they tell me that the numbers that they think they can garner from the African-American community will far exceed just about anybody, any other American president in recent memory. Can you talk a little bit? Is there a target? Is it 20%, 25%, 30%? Where is that target?
The president is focused on getting as much support as he can. He said he wanted 90-some-odd% because he feels that his policies are impacting the black community disproportionately in a positive way, and I think he's right. So what that means is the president is not going to settle for just trying to get 20% or 15% or 12% or 60%. He is going to fight and try to earn the respect and the vote for the entire 100. That's what you got to do. What that means is, that means he's going to message to every black person. What that means is he's going to go and make sure his message and his inclusive economy message gets to every black American wherever they read, wherever they watch, whatever they listen to, because he believes he has a message that can empower, uplift, and encourage and support and revitalize black communities. So the goal is to increase and try to get 100, because that ought to be the goal. When you start saying, we only need this much, we only need that much, you start to lose sight of what the focus is. The focus is to help every black American. And that's why Bob Johnson said, who's the founder of BET, that Joe Biden should spend the rest of his campaign apologizing to every black person that he meets because of his bigoted comment saying, you ain't black. If you are a free-thinking, independent-minded person who doesn't want to vote for Joe Biden, be it voting for Donald Trump or voting for somebody else on the Democrat side, that is what Bob Johnson felt. And that's why we want to, as a campaign, as the RNC, we are focusing on every black voter, every community, letting them know that the president is here fighting for you.
A lot of those black voters want to defund the police. There is a brilliant new ad. I don't have it yet. I'll have it tomorrow. But a brilliant new ad that is out that is just nothing short of incredible, and it totally debunks the notion of defunding the police. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Paris Denard joining us. He is the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. More from him coming up, and we'll talk about this brand new ad that's out. We'll do that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. So gradually, the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Kevin Wall with you on AM 670 KMZQ. Joining us, Paris Denard, the Republican National Committee Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs, and joins us. I wanted to ask you, there's a new ad. I just saw it this afternoon that is essentially a voicemail greeting at your local cop shop, at your local police department, if you defund the police. And it goes through the if you want to report a murder, press 1. If you want to report a rape, press 2. And then it says the wait time will be 5 days. It was absolutely brilliant. Have you seen this one yet?
I haven't seen that, but it is accurate when you talk about defunding the police and really what that means. It, when you divert resources, much needed resources, away from police forces across the country, you take away services that are vital to helping to protect and serve communities, especially communities of color across the nation.
Make sure you check this out, Paris, because it really is. It's nothing short of brilliant. Paris Denard joining us. How do we convince the rest of the country, and I'm not talking about African Americans, I'm talking about the rest of America, that we are on the right track, that we are not diverting into chaos and descending into a place that we don't want to be. Because that, I think, again, this is me talking, it's Kevin talking, I think that is going to impact the November election. Can you talk a little bit, though, about the argument that we need to be making to people, to our friends, to the people we work with, the people we bowl with, whatever it might be? Can you talk a little bit about the argument that we need to be making right now, not in November, but now?
The argument we need to be making right now is that America is under attack from the inside because of liberal, radical policies and ideas. If you think this is bad now, imagine what it's going to be like under a Joe Biden administration. Joe Biden has sat there virtually silently, not coming out forcefully to denounce all of the things that have been going on, the destruction of property, looting, rape, violence. When you look at the things that have been happening in these urban cities under Democrat control for so many years, you don't see people understanding the fact that liberal, radical policies, organizations cannot have influence or cannot have their way on America's educational system, like the NEA, cannot have their way on presidential politics, like they're influencing Joe Biden. This is what they want. They want to. Gavin Newsom is not. This is not a fictional. Gavin Newsom, right now, governor of California, is saying that you cannot sing or chant in church. He's preventing people from worshiping. This is what we're up against. So what we tell people right now, or should be telling people, is look at what's going on in the nation and who is speaking up, who's rising up against them. My grandfather used to say it's easy to stand up for right and difficult for people to stand up against the wrong. The president and the Republicans and conservative values are what we need right now. The Republicans, and President Trump is the one that's supporting school choice. Joe Biden is the one who's saying that he wants to get rid of it. President Trump is trying to open up the economy to make sure that we can get it going, to provide jobs and security for families. Joe Biden is the one that's not on board, and the Democrats are not on board with that. It is the clear difference in leadership and a clear difference on what it is to be American and what it is to have American values. They're under attack. And if you think that this is the America that you want to live in, then vote for Joe Biden, because that's going to be high taxes, regulations, and lawlessness.
Paris, let me ask you, is this a subject that has to be nuanced, or do we have to take it on? For instance, the ad I just told you about that the campaign just started today. Do we need to have a nuanced message, or do we need to say, hey, you want this kind of America, as you just said, vote for Joe Biden?
When you have Sean King, a liberal activist, saying tear down Jesus statues, when you have people out there tearing down statues of Frederick Douglass, a freed African-American former slave, a tremendous leader in American history, when you have people literally painting Black Lives Matter in order for a movement that is not even supportive of Black community, when you have the lawlessness that you see, Black children getting shot in the face across the country, When the mayor of Atlanta says to Black Lives Matter, enough is enough, there is no time for nuance. Turn on the television. See what's happening. They are trying to, when the governor says, you can't sing in church, freedom is under attack. So there's no time for nuance. We have got to point out the hypocrisy, the bigotry, the attacks on freedom, the attack on assembly, the attacks on our rights, because the left, the radical left, is being very intentional and very in your face, and we've got to attack it head on, because the I believe the future of our America, the American identity that we've known since 1776, is under attack.
I must ask you, because Black Lives Matter, unlike a lot of other different efforts, has not been. Well, at least so far, has not been politically active. But I have seen, I was watching the Las Vegas City Council on the public access channel last night, and I saw a bunch of people come up during the public comment period and started spewing a lot of this Black Lives Matter rhetoric. Does Black Lives Matter have to be defeated, destroyed? How are we to deal with them going forward?
We need to educate the public. We need to educate corporate America. We need to educate Black families. We need to educate, quite frankly, white America. We need to educate all of America about what this organization truly stands for. When you go to their website and look at their who section, the about us section, the mission of them, it is not talking about empowering people and school choice and helping children and doing all these things. They're talking about all kinds of things that are not directly impacting urban communities, number one. Number two, when you look at where the funding goes to, this is a nonprofit organization. You go to Charity Navigator, you go to GuideStar, if you want to donate your money to a normal charity, you can see where is the money going, what is their rating. They have 5 stars or their platinum level. They have no rating system because they are shady, as people say today. They're not being honest and transparent with the money. And when you donate to them, it goes through a portal that is linked with Democrat activism, Democrat Party. It's a platform that gives that Democrat activists and Democrats, the DNC uses to funnel money back to Democrat candidates. And so if they are a nonpartisan nonprofit, why would you use a platform that is supported by a Democrat organization?
Now is that something that needs to be looked into by Breitbart or by a congressional oversight? How do we deal with this? How do we get that information out?
We need to demand from our corporate. When you have, if you are a citizen and you see corporate America, things that you subscribe to, whether it's Disney or other companies, and they are saying we are supporting directly the Black Lives Matter organization. We are giving to Black Lives Matter organization. Proceeds, a portion, a percentage will go to Black Lives Matter organization. We should stand up and say, what do they do? Where does the money go? And I don't want my money going to an organization like this. Give it to an after-school program. Give it directly to a school. Give it to people who are actually on the ground empowering the lives of people who want change, who want justice, who want action. That's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be fighting back against this mob culture that says in order to be woke or in order to be aligned with the people and the protesters, you've got to support our radical leftist organization.